This is a free download from the BBC.
BBC Radio Sheffield.
On today's show, we spoke about all sorts of stuff. We spoke about a bloke who bought the Star Wars igloo.
Idiot.
We spoke about body image. One bloke didn't like the size of his... And we spoke about, well, it was all sorts of stuff, really. Here's the podcast from BBC Radio Sheffield.
Toby Foster. Toby Foster. At breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Good morning, it's Toby at breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Sporty Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Sporty Paul, I like that.
Sporty Paul.
Sporty Paul. Paul, Sporty, Sporty Paul. Jen's in. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about walking to school later on, in the next bit.
Yeah.
Did you walk to school, Jen?
Yes, I did, yes.
Do you know, at what age do you become the kind of person that sits down and tells the kids how bad life was for you? I do it now to my kids. My wife drives... Well, actually, no, Maisie goes on a bike to school, but my wife drives the little one. Half a mile to... No, a mile to school.
Oh, she doesn't know how easy she's got it.
Precisely.
I caught two buses to school.
Buses? Luxury. Luxury. We used to have to... I used to have to walk. I used to live on Station Road at Bolton.
Yeah.
We all know where that is.
Mm.
And I used to have to walk all the way to Durnside Comp. It must be 2.5 miles.
Ooh, in the pouring rain with your short trousers.
Come rain or shine, rain or shine. Past the brick ponds that I used to get chucked in most evenings walking back home.
Oh, bless.
You know, his big mouth would get me in trouble. But you start telling your kids that these days, and they glaze, they look at you like you used to look at your dad.
Right.
You know when your dad used to say to you, you're going to scale like six for Christmas, have you? Do you know what I got when I was your age? An orange and a stick. And you go, no, you didn't. And that's what they used to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your dad, oh, what did your dad tell you used to get for Christmas?
An orange and a sock.
That's all it was. Yeah. I used to get an orange in a sock with a stick and some dog poo. It's all we got for Christmas.
We thought we were lucky.
Hey, we were glad of it. We were glad of it. Hey, and we were. There'd been a war only 10 years earlier. Look at you today. Look at you walking around with your shoes on. It's unbelievable. And now I find myself doing it to my own children.
Oh, no.
I do.
It's so sad.
As on Monday night, I took her to Magic Club yesterday, took her to Cubs, and tonight it's swimming. I'd find myself saying to them, why can't you just do what we did when we fell in canals? Just drown a bit.
No, not
gotta,
a lot.
Got to teach him to swim.
BBC Radio Sheffield.
Good morning, it's Toby at breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Paul Walker is still here. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Jen's here.
Morning.
This story's in all the papers today.
Which one?
About £1 million not being a lot of money.
Right. £1 million is now not a lot of
£1 million, it's not a lot, says
right.
The
it's, well, I'd take it.
It's in the Daily Mail. Apparently, to live what you would think is a millionaire's life...
Yeah.
...would now cost you £2.6 million.
Oh, what could a millionaire's life get me then?
I'd be quite happy with £1 million, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'd be happy with that in the bank, more than happy.
£1 million?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, an average house in Chelsea would now cost you £1.3 million. Well, I wouldn't want one.
I wouldn't want to live in Chelsea.
So I didn't know you don't need one of them.
Yeah.
A Rolls Royce Phantom.
Ooh.
No.
Would now cost you £285,000.
That's not cool.
Wouldn't be top of my list.
Nah.
Don't want one of them. A seagoing yacht. I can see that.
Nah.
Nah, I'm not bothered. I'd want to live in Sheffield.
None of them.
Landlocked.
That's £509,000 we don't need there. A men's luxury watch. How much is a lot of money to pay for a watch, do you think?
About 500 quid.
500 quid?
About 500, yeah.
£25,000, the Daily Mail reckons.
No.
What? On your wrist? 25 grand?
No, well, we don't need that. A women's luxury watch.
Tenner. Argos.
Yeah,
grand.
Swatch, innit, yeah. 23,000. A 3.5-carat diamond necklace. I don't need one of them.
I think it'd look quite
800
good.
800 quid.
You want one of them?
I probably will have one of them.
He wants
actually.
A diamond necklace.
Oh, Paul and his bling.
A 32-night Caribbean cruise. 13 grand. I could take that.
Nice, but
that.
Not essential.
Bit boring.
Well, that's
something
13
bit boring.
Yeah. A holiday home in Cornwall, 150 grand.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Cornwall's nice, cheese. But no, I don't want it in the south of France.
And a holiday villa in Tuscany. How many holidays do you need?
Oh, that I could have.
2, 3, 5.
I'll take one of them, please.
In that case, your millionaire's lifestyle would actually cost you 235,000 quid.
We are right,
cheaper half the price.
All you'd have would be a home in Tuscany.
You yeah, you said no to it.
Diamond necklace.
And a diamond necklace. You wouldn't know what time it was when you got there. And you wouldn't be able to get there because I've not got the yacht. Yeah. I wouldn't want any of that. You know, if I was a millionaire...
What would you have?
I'd just pay the house off and buy a big deck chair.
Just the world's biggest deck.
Took me £1 million on a deck chair. Just sit in my garden and watch somebody else mow it. That's all I'd do.
Toby Foster at breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Good morning, it's Toby at breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Look at him today, son. Devoted Star Wars fan. I mean, you don't even need to continue.
Dislike the person already.
Are you not a devoted Star Wars fan?
No, I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Yes.
I like Star Wars.
Yeah, me too.
But you know that any story that starts devoted Star Wars fan might as well just put idiot single bloke.
Who still lives with mum.
Yeah, that's how you might as well start the story, innit?
Yeah.
Bless.
Good morning, it's Toby at breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Let me read these stories that should be read.
Okay.
Idiot single bloke who still lives with his mum, Terry Cooper, has spent £6,000 rebuilding the desert-based igloo that was used as Luke Skywalker's home.
Oh, my word.
£6,000.
Come on, Terry, you got better things to spend your money on.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, dear.
In the normal world, that would be spent on buying ladies dinner or maybe stuff for his kids.
Yeah.
Because Terry's got £6,000... Why did you do that, Terry? Terry, from Cardiff. Yeah.
Oh, that's another
You should have led with that, to be
honest.
Should
have. Says it's such an iconic building to fantasy fans. Fantasy fans. It was going to waste for the sake... Oh, he didn't build it then.
He stole it.
He
One. It's the actual one. He bought it. It was going to waste for the sake of a relatively small amount of money and effort to save it.
Look, you see, you should have read that full story because look at your face. You look excited now.
No, I'm not.
Almost I'm jealous.
That's not a look of excitement.
Excitement? I've had an upset tummy all night. That's all it is.
Oh, right.
You're mistaking my upset... You're mistaking my my trapped wind for excitement. That's not excitement. As those felt... What he's done, he's paid George Lucas £6,000... He's paid George Lucas £6,000 for something offset. George Lucas is worth £2 billion.
Yeah.
And he's got devoted Star Wars fan.
But of all the things to buy.
Yeah, why would you buy?
I'd buy, I don't know.
A lightsaber.
No.
Jabba the Hutt.
No.
Princess Leia.
Yes.
You can't buy Princess Leia.
Not as she is now.
Not Princess Leia. But that bikini, that bra.
What would you do with that bikini?
The bikini bra.
What would you do with it? That.
I love. What a boy.
You just put those earmuffs on.
Oh, yeah.
They're not earmuffs. I did that once. The one time in my life. What am I doing? What am I doing here?
Come on, tell me. Come on, you.
Go on then.
Stuck your toe in now.
The one time in my life I ever bought my wife lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
As a present. I'd gone away on a holiday with a mate of mine skiing about 14 years ago to Livigno in Italy. And I thought, I've just started seeing her.
Romantic.
Yeah. So I thought, I'll buy her something nice. So I went and bought her something absolutely horrible now I think back. God. And I didn't know. What size is she?
She's
somewhere
you didn't.
Between a 4 and a 28. I have no idea. I don't know. I hope
you underestimated rather
did
than
I?
Overestimated.
Did I?
Yeah. Good.
But to the point where it looked as if I was trying to make a hint of something.
Oh, no.
She wasn't a 12 and I bought her a 10. I bought her something that would have fitted a doll. I've no idea what I bought. I went, I got for that. And she went... Yes, lovely.
It goes around me toe.
Yeah! Just go and put it on. She went, no, you stupid. I'm going to be using it to clean the windows.
Toby Foster. At breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Good morning, it's Toby at breakfast here on the BBC. And I don't want to get into this.
Okay.
But I can't believe you were stopping people, asking them what part of the body they didn't like, and that bloke said that.
He did say that, and right. I was quite surprised.
I bet you were.
He was a very open gentleman.
He very was, wasn't he?
But I appreciated his honesty.
I don't know if that's the kind of thing you should tell completely strangers in the street, but there you go. Do you have a positive or negative body image, Paul Walker?
Oh, positive.
Of course.
Positive, mentally, yes. Jenny, you positive or negative?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative.
Oh, really?
What don't you like about yourself?
The list is too long, Paul.
Really?
No, don't start this.
Oh, no. See, that's what...
Yeah,
I see what
girls
she's doing.
Yeah.
It's me bum.
Oh, I'm starting to get a tummy.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Honestly, terrible things happen after 30. After 30, things start to change.
You've not had kids yet, have you?
Yeah.
I've not had a child yet, oh my word.
40, yeah, absolutely. She walked in the other day, she went, oh, get him, it's a fat.
What?
She's not as fat as my left leg. Sometimes he goes the other way, everybody says, no, shut up. Good morning, it's Toby at breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. You could be this bloke. William Masvinu. Who do you think William Masvinu? You've not heard of him, have you?
No.
I don't believe this. Have you heard of him?
Let me just check. Is he in my phone book in here?
William Masvinu. I can't believe you people don't do research for this show.
Masvino's not in here.
No.
I must not know him then.
Masvinu.
Well, he's the winner of Zimbabwe's Mr. Ugly pageant.
Oh, is he? Oh, bless him.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, William. Oh, good old William. Yeah, that. Talk about positive body image.
Yeah.
You're so ugly that you could win a competition for ugly people and you still think the entrant is a good idea.
Oh, his mum's proud.
Well, I don't think
she's going
she
for
is.
The thick award next week.
Yeah, precisely, yeah. I'm the person who trips up most in Zimbabwe. I am Zimbabwe's Mr. Clumsy. And what are you? Oh, I'm Zimbabwe's Mr. Murderer. Bang! He's currently Zimbabwe's Mr. Ugly, and he's been disappointed with the lack of job offers that followed his success.
Oh, I wonder why.
I don't know if he'd read the application form correctly.
What jobs is he applying for?
Rat scarer.
All right.
It's the only thing Mr. Ugly's going to be good for, isn't it? A rat. Can we just Google William Masvinu? Can we just even get a picture of him up there?
I can do it for you here.
If you wouldn't mind, William Masvinu, let's just see how ugly he is. He currently makes a living carrying loads for shoppers in a market in the impoverished western Harare township of Mbari. So, you know, he's not doing too well as it is.
No, he's not doing too well.
Oh, there's a picture of William.
Let's have a look.
Oh, I've got to be honest.
To be honest, I've seen worse.
I have seen worse. I've worked with
worse.
Where's
it gone? Why won't it come up now?
It's disappeared now.
Oh no. He's not that bad, is he?
A bit like Lenny Henry.
He just looks like Lenny Henry stubbing his toe.
His nose is too big for the size of his eyes. It's a bit disproportionate.
His nose is a bit too big for the size of his eyes.
I often check that.
Disproportionate, yeah. His face, isn't it?
Well, I think technically he's got his eyes, they're what's called closed.
Right.
I don't think he's laughing so much at the fact that he's one Mr. Ugly that his eyes are closed. I don't know he's necessarily the ugliest.
That's
bloke.
Making his
I tell
nose
you he does look
bigger.
Like. He looks like Cat out of Red Dwarf.
A fat cat. So he's a bit fat.
He's a bit tubby, yeah.
He's fatter than Cat. Mm. Anyway, he's very upset. Oh, hang on. He's 38. Jeez.
Yeah, he looks older.
Oh, no, he's awful. Yeah, he definitely is a good winner. He's disappointed with the lack of job offers. Mm. He currently makes a living carrying loads for shoppers in the impoverished western Harare township of Mbari. The victory has made him a local celebrity. Imagine that.
Ooh.
As you walk down the street. It's you, isn't it? Yeah. You've just curdled me milk. but the modelling offers he thought he would get have not poured in.
Surprise, surprise.
What did he think he was going to model for?
Yeah, what we've done, by mistake, we've melted a load of Action Men.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to put them on the market. We just need somebody to be used as the live model.
Paul Walker's here. Let's talk quickly about England last night. It was a...
Yes, we get? I mean, obviously...
Guess what? I watched it all.
Did you?
I did.
Why? It's not like you.
And it's not like me. I thought I'd watch a bit of football. And, you know, I thought Ukraine were much better than England.
Yeah, right. I thought we'd also have loads of people ringing in to celebrate with us, to talk about England, and we've had how many?
We've had zero. We've had a couple of texters.
Couple of texters, but nobody wanted to come on and talk to me about it, so it probably says more about me than England.
Yeah, absolutely. Honest.
But anyway, there we go. I watched it as well, made the missus watch it too, but she spent most of the night on Facebook. But yeah.
Chatting up old boyfriends.
Probably.
Yeah. That's what you do.
But job done for England. I must admit, at half time I thought, oh, this is not looking very good, because Ukraine looked sharper and like they wanted it more. But, you know, credit where it's due. England, I thought, showed a lot of commitment, a lot of spirit, a lot of heart. And that's more than can be said for when Capello was in charge. And I think England will get better. Not necessarily at this tournament, but will get better in the next few years. You're just starting to see one or two things. They do look very organised. They're going to be difficult to beat against the Italians next. And who knows? You just never, never know. It's only three games away from the final now. And if England can see off the Italians at the weekend, it's only going to be Germany after that. So, and that'll be easy, won't it?
That all.
But I thought in patches England looked okay last night, but there was controversy, of course, because the Ukraine scored a perfectly good goal that crossed the line.
It wasn't perfectly good, though. It was offside, wasn't it? Ages before.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is that as well to bear in mind. But, you know, it has kind of sparked this debate now about goal line technology and whether it needs to come in I don't think we need it, to be honest.
ask Frank Lampard.
Yeah, ask Frank Lampard. I don't think we need it at all. So, yeah, England go through into the last eight. It's a rest day today at the tournament. Good to see Rooney back as well. And lots being made about his hair in the papers this morning. He didn't score with his hair.
There
he
is definitely his head. Some he donkey somewhere going, I did that.
Yeah.
See that patch that's missing on my backside? It's there on his head, look.
He has suddenly got a lot of hair, though, hasn't he?
He's had a weave.
Yeah, it's just
one of those transplants.
A bit bizarre.
Donkey's bottom.
But I've got to say, I thought Gerrard was colossal last night. He's been England's man of the tournament for me. He's set up just about all the goals as well. He was terrific last night.
Did you see him interviewed?
Yes.
You know, every time just before he's interviewed, does somebody just call him over and give him a real piece of bad news in his ear? Does somebody, every time, Steve, before you go in here, your granddad's just died. Off you pop.
He always looks a bit sad.
Yeah, we won. And he always looks sad.
Well, he's just getting himself ready for the disappointment that's to come.
Well, that's the spirit. That's
Toby Foster at breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
I love this story today that a couple who were clearing up their flood-hit community, unaware that they were millionaires after they won £2 million on the lottery. They're from Leeds.
Ooh.
Oh, God. They're from Swillington in Leeds.
Oh.
Can you imagine? It even sounds like it's in Leeds, doesn't it?
Swillington.
Swillington. It's, it's next to Effluent B. It's horrible, isn't it?
And Pig Trough.
They were in Swillington and they didn't check their lotto numbers for 6 days. When flash floods hit the village the following night, they were mopping up in a working men's club. Imagine if halfway through mopping, we're all pulled together, don't we? It's the great British spirit.
Yeah, they're all together, yeah.
Vera, bring them mops. I remember 2007. Yeah, oh, are you just checking the lottery numbers? That's good.
Yeah.
With what? Sod you! Come on. quick motorboat. That's the British spirit. Bye bye. I think it's good for them that they didn't check the numbers. It's Toby at breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Hello, Swillington. Do you think anybody lives in Swillington, or is there just some kind of processing plant there?
There should be a fence all the way around it.
Swillington.
I don't know it. It's probably lovely.
No, yeah, it could be.
But I bet it's beautiful.
No.
Swillington.
Can't be with a name like Swillington, can it?
It's near Slaithwaite.
Oh.
Toby Foster. Breakfast Podcast.